implemented next spring. While there's been many what-ifs when it comes to federal tax changes for farmers and ranchers this year, as Congress considers Build Back Better Act, Ag Country Farm Credit Services agribusiness consultant Russ Tweeten says the loss of stepped-up basis right now is off the table and there aren't proposed changes in top capital gains taxes.
Well, what we're watching for are things that are going to have a direct impact on agriculture. What's going to hit our producers? Try to get out in front of it to the extent you can. It looks like if anything gets passed, it's going to be last minute, so we probably don't have a lot of time to get a lot of work done. The good news is some of the rules that they were talking about, as mentioned earlier, just don't look like they're going to be there. So we're looking to see the impact on income taxes, estate taxes, and the capital gain.
And there is one possible tax change in that Build Back Better Act.
The possible change, there's this net investment income tax credit, which appears to have some steam, which is going to tax, add an additional 3.8% of tax on income. If you have $500,000 or more of income, you're going to pay that tax. And for most producers, in year in and year out, that's not a big deal. But let's say you have your auction sale. Now you've got an additional tax to keep track of. So we'll see.